So when you meditate, always remember, don't try to know. Chant, just chant. Be mindful, be aware. Like that day that Jackie's question. Okay, mindfulness, she got no intention also like you and all those things. There is no such thing in meditation. Because the awareness is just aware, finish. Why must you know that everything you do, there must be an intention? That is a fallacy, that is wrong. I can give you an example and you will understand. Early morning, when you wake up, what happened? What is your first reaction? The moment you become conscious, what is it that you do? Yeah. What is it that you do? If you have your mindfulness training, meditative training, I still remember during the early, the moment I become conscious, I'm aware. Aware of what? My posture. Means not the word. My awareness and my body, fully aware of that posture in the lying down posture, without the words, is aware. Finish. Then after that, the next thing that trigger off is the bladder. You realize? Your bladder urgent need to go to the washroom to answer nature's call. There is no mental intention. That bladder is the sensation. They call it the tactile consciousness. That consciousness trigger off, then the brain, the memory, become like conditioned to quickly go to the toilet. But you are not mindful. So how you go to the washroom, how you do all the thing, answer nature's call, no need to describe, you are hardly aware. But when you have the training, it's totally different. There is no mental intention at all. The bladder trigger. That there is this movement because you have become so habitual. That's why you quickly, how you come out of the bed also you don't know. How you walk to the washroom also you don't know. How your hand movement. The Buddha says standing aware, lying down aware, walking aware, all forgotten. There is not training anymore. There is not mindfulness anymore. I remember during the early days when I was training, aware that how I turn, how I move, how I remove the comforter, the awareness and the movement as one, and how I turn and how my body came up, how my hand pressed against the bed and sit. Then I decide, I tell the body, I decide, not you decide. Yeah, the conditioning by the, what they call it habitual tendency. That is the one that drives human being around. You do things through habits. You are hardly aware. When you do things through habit, there is no awareness. There is no mindfulness. So when you are aware, you decide. No matter how urgent, through mindfulness, it can be regulated. Then I will, with the awareness, how I arrive, body and mind as one. How I walk also, body and mind as one. And the hand that move is aware. The awareness and the hand that move, synchronized. Then how it open, the doorknob, push the door in, fully aware, and how I walk in, fully aware, and how I sit to answer nature's call. But before that, how I unzip all the things, no need to describe, understand? That one, do it yourself, then you will understand. So this is mindfulness. Not the knowledge of mental intention, intending to wake up. You wake up intending to wake up. The moment you become conscious, you're already conscious, but you're not aware yet. But for me, because of the training, I determined to be aware. The moment I'm conscious, that awareness is there. But later on, I never sleep. The awareness come out just like that, like I didn't sleep. So that type of training is very different. So the awareness is just the awareness, body and mind as one, the movement. All the activity, that's like standing aware, looking forward aware, bending, turning, stretching aware, putting on your shoulder cloth or wear or whatever, you're fully aware, taking your bath aware, Everything you do aware. That is what daily mindfulness is all about. Sati. Forget about the concept they teach you. Note this, note that. Knowing the mental intention that there is a person, an object, and a subject. Forget about all those things. Just do. Do until the sati come, you will understand. When you are in sati, the form and mind that is in sati will know what sati is. Awareness before the knowing. Just that nature move. No word, nothing. That is a real one. And that one can see thought, can see emotion, can see a lot of the mundane mind's activity. And because you can see, you understand how it get conditioned into negativity, how the mental hindrance arise, how the evil root arise, how your mind stir and react to senses. You see them. Then you trace back the origination factor. Why did you do that? It's habitual. Because you have done it so many times. It's like every moment of sense or consciousness during the daily life. When you see something you don't like, you react. When you hear something you don't like, you react. When you see something that you like, you get attracted to it very fast. Then the craving, the desire, the description, the heedlessness, all this activity of mundane mind, see it. Understand it. Why must I do that? Can I remain mindful, aware, heedful, like what the Buddha said, so that I can see things as they are? So that this memory, views, opinion, and conditioning don't cause me to react anymore. Learn to see things as they are. Learn to understand the Dhamma, like the Buddha said. Condition like that, things will learn that. Then like what I teach you, the world is the world. People are just the way they are. So learn to accept the reality of the moment more and more, more and more. And this is right view, straightening of your view, initial wisdom. Then when you have this, you realize you no longer stir your mind like before. You no longer have to behave that way, the heedless way. Then you realize you become more and more quiet, more and more peaceful. Your nature is different now. You don't react to sense experience anymore. You don't stir your mind anymore. You don't trigger off the commentary, the chattering, the vocalization. All this become very quiet. That is the way to meditate. Not the heedless thinking, chattering, or they use that thought to understand and rationalize and use Dhamma knowledge to practice letting go, practice this, practice nothing, not the inner. Forget about all those things. Well, I went through, I realized nothing to do with all this. When you are aware, only you can learn. Without awareness, you cannot understand the form and mind. You cannot understand who are you, what are you. The form and mind is not you. That is very clear. The Heart Sutta say very clearly, Wu Yin, Jie Kong. And the Buddha also say, our five aggregate of form and mind is impermanent. Rupang anicang, rupang anatta. Because it's impermanent, it's non-self. That's why we chant under the Bodhisattva vow. Vedana anicang, vedana anatta. Sankara anicang, sankara anatta. Then sanya anicang, sanya anatta. Then vinyanang anicang, vinyanang anatta. So all this understanding will be there. Then when you know that this form of mind is not you, then why do you attach and cling? Why do you say there is a person, an object, a personality, then a subject? So you will be very confused when you use the thought as knowledge, Dhamma knowledge, to look at things, to try to understand things. Luckily, you ask, you can learn now. You will improve very fast after you understand all this. Then the other Kayamita also can learn. And I don't blame you because your training and Ananda is the same. I think just now he used the word emptiness also. Or maybe you have discussed with him. So he preempt you by saying you are aware of emptiness. How can you be aware of emptiness? Do you realize the fallacy of that? There is no one inside there. Awareness is before the knowing. But the awareness that is aware of silent is a totally different thing. Because the awareness is silent itself. Do you understand? When there is no mundane mind activity, no movement, that itself is silent. That's why the awareness itself is that silent mind. That's why I say you have to stabilize that. Develop it until it's very stable, until you understand what that true mind is, what that silent mind is. And then from there, how it creates mundane consciousness, how it starts the stirring of the mind, the reaction and all those things. Then you realize it is tuned to wrong view that all these things happen. When you have developed the wisdom, straightening of view, all these things cannot happen.